The recent revelations of government-sponsored surveillance programs by the National Security Agency and the FBI raises concerns and increased awareness of the erosion of privacy in our modern-day lives. We now live in a world of big data, where our phone calls, emails, and online activities are collected, monitored, and analyzed by government and corporate interests. The right of privacy, enshrined in the Fourth Amendment and often revered as a cornerstone of civil liberties, appears to be in jeopardy. But do we as citizens even care? In a recent Washington Post Pew Research Center survey, a solid majority, 62%, said it was more important for the government to investigate terrorism than it was to protect personal privacy. Why the general lack of concern for this fundamental constitutional guarantee? Maybe it is because we recognize that we've already given up so much of our privacy for the convenience and pleasures of our new digital communication technologies. According to the New York Times, an estimated 2.5 quintillion bytes of new data are created daily. 90% of digital data in the world has been created within the last 2 years, largely due to the proliferation of smartphones and mobile devices. Private corporate interests have been mining our big data for years in order to better market their products and target their persuasive messages. Is it really surprising to find out government agencies have found ways to use this information for their own agendas? Maybe we recognize our own complicity in the loss of privacy. We willingly broadcast our thoughts and values on social media. We gladly hand over personal data to our smartphones that track our movements. We rely on credit cards that record every purchase, and we regularly use internet search engines that show us targeted ads for something we've looked up earlier. We've also come to expect traffic cameras monitoring our driving behaviors and video cameras in public spaces recording our comings and goings. In terms of security, we can see the concrete benefits of this surveillance technology. For example, the Boston Marathon bombing suspects were quickly tracked down because of the presence of security cameras in the area. Perhaps because most cyber surveillance goes unnoticed at the time of data collection, people don't immediately experience their privacy being invaded. Experts in the area of big data argue that we have yet to comprehend the myriad ways in which personal information might be used against us or to target us in particular ways. According to media theorist Douglas Rushkoff, our digital activities have been creating a treasure load of big data that government and corporate strategists have been mining to predict and influence what we buy and for whom we vote. In fact, according to Rushkoff, the true end users of digital media are the marketers, politicians, and government agencies. They are the real customers, and we are the product. Are we willing to move into a digital reality where the assumption of privacy is being exchanged for an assumption of surveillance? Maybe we're already there. For The Moral Is, I'm Diane Blair.